Shabbat Shalom. Wow. Due to a fantastic Shabbat with Rabbi Joe Black from Congregation Albert in Albuquerque, New Mexico, we didn't have a sermon per se this evening at services, but I felt unable to let this very important Shabbat of the year go without some commentary. In our Torah portion this week, we read a specific verse about the creation of humans by God in Genesis Chapter 1, verse 26. Vayomer Elohim, nase Adam, betzalmenu, kidmutenu, vayirdu, vidgat hayam, uv of hashamayim, uv hema, uv kol haaretz, Uvchol ha-remes, ha-romes al ha-aretz. And God said, "Let us make human in our own image, and according to our likeness, and they will rule over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the heavens, and the beasts of the fields, and the creepy crawlies that crawl and creep on the earth." From this, the sages ask the question, why? In this first chapter of Genesis, did God create one human? The answer is found in Talmud Tractate Sanhedrin, page 37a. This translation is from the Encyclopedia of Biblical Interpretation. And God created man in his own image. For this reason was man created alone. To teach you that whoever destroys a single soul, Scripture imputes guilt to him, as though he had destroyed a complete world. And whosoever preserves a single soul, Scripture ascribes merit to him, as though he had preserved a complete world. Furthermore, it was for the sake of peace among humans, that one might not say to his fellows, "My father was greater than yours." Another reason, lest heretics say that there are many ruling powers in heaven, again, to proclaim the greatness of the Holy One, blessed be God. For if a human strikes many coins from one mold, they all resemble one another. But the Supreme King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be God, fashioned every human in the stamp of the first human, and yet not one of them resembles his fellows. Therefore, every single person is obliged to say, "The world was created for my sake." The world was created for my sake, and wrestling with what this means continues today. We think we live in a world that has grown to a point of tolerating this, which is why we are constantly telling young people to chase their dreams and to aspire. But what happens when believing that the world was created for my sake is interpreted to mean for my sake, but absolutely not for yours? It was reported on CNN. In September 2006, a group of African-American high school students in Jenner, Louisiana, asked the school for permission to sit beneath a whites-only shade tree. There was an unwritten rule that blacks could not sit beneath the tree. The school said that they didn't care where the students sat. The next day, students arrived at the school to see three nooses in school colors hanging from the tree. The boys who hung the nooses were suspended from school for a few days. The school administration chalked it up as a harmless prank, but Jenna's black population didn't take it so lightly. Fights and unrest started to break out at school. The district attorney, Reed Walters, was called in to directly address black students at the school and told him he could end their life with the stroke of a pen. Black students were assaulted by white parties. One man drew a loaded rifle on three black teens at a local convenience store. They wrestled it from him and ran away. Someone tried to burn down the school, and on December 4th, a fight broke out that led six black students being charged with attempted murder. To his word, the DA pushed for maximum charges, which carry sentences of 80 years. 4 of the 6 are being tried as adults, ages 17 and 18, and 2 are juveniles. The students are reportedly now freed from jail, but the injustice remains. We constantly wrestle to have a world created for our sake. There's a difficulty, though, because we want the world to be created for our sake. But God wanted the world to be created for the sake of one humanity. There was to be one humanity, neither greater nor smaller than that first human soul that we read from in the Torah portion this week. Many are now upset that the African-American leaders, ministers, and public figures have flown down to Jenin in protest. This is a sad commentary on America, for we are supposed to be a land of opportunity with liberty and justice for all. People who only value a noose in a tree as a prank, and then turn around in a student brawl and call it attempted murder, tell us that there are problems for anyone to have a real sense of justice, and whether or not that justice can be found in Jenna, Louisiana. Needless to say, if somebody was actually in the process of going after those who hung those nooses in the tree, these fights may have never occurred. Sadly, when the importance of nooses in a tree, and a tree ironically dedicated to wisdom, when these are foolishly ignored by supposedly educated school officials and people who have law degrees, we have to wonder, what gives the school officials and the district attorney the right to be in so intelligence or sensitivity challenged? And why do these people still have their jobs? If they had been doing their jobs, investigating this as a hate crime, rather than chalking it up as a practical joke, maybe some students wouldn't have had to spend time in prison. And perhaps the hapless tree, dedicated to wisdom, would not have had to be cut down. But isn't it often the problem with all who have power that they blame the victim, like the tree or the students in prison? They blame them first. If you were the students behind bars, would you be able to think of America as upholding liberty and justice for all? And God forbid you were the ill-fated tree. You'd be wondering, what did I do? You know, at least when it came to God, our Creator, God punished those who did wrong and protected the tree of life with an angel. God didn't cut it down. The school board thinking is summed up by one member of the school board in this reported comment. A clean slate, LaSalle Parish school board member Billy Fowler said, of why the tree was cut down in the past few weeks. Quote, there's nothing positive about that old tree. It's all negative, and I'm serving on the new school board, and we're wanting to start fresh on some things. Mr. Fowler continues to try and address racism by doing what America has done for decades. He and his fellow board members are trying to sweep it under the rug, or cut it down, if you will. However, when it rears its ugly head again, we're going to come to a point where there will be no trees left, and there will be no unincarcerated African-American young men left. And then, Mr. Fowler, what will you do? But isn't the real focus of this, and the real problem, and the real question, what is our country supposed to do? If only we could remember that. that God created that initial human being, one human, one humanity, as a lesson for all of us to carry as a sacred reminder of our equal worth. Shabbat Shalom. Here on this podcast is from magnatunes.com and the group's Yale. Please go out there and check out their website. They have some wonderful tunes, and if you can download and purchase a copy for yourself from magnatunes.com. Yeah.